This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was watching testimony before a U.S. congressional committee yesterday. A lot of it was focused on the activities of USAID, USAID, talking about what has gone on there with the approval process. Running against certain databases, recipients of U.S. tax dollars, and the fact that the Biden administration had actually relaxed the rules. It was very interesting. They had some former USAID workers there, as well as some watchdog agencies testifying as to what they have seen over the past 4 years and what has been done. And it became evidently clear that the Biden administration did not really care much about the safety and security of the motherland at all. In fact, what they've uncovered is that they purposely and intentionally drew back or canceled some of the internal controls of USAID. So, for example, if there was a group that put in for a grant, they would run that group against the terrorist designation list, terrorist watch list, some other intelligence agencies, control databases to see whether or not any of these grants were going to what we would have designated as a terrorist organization or some other situation that made it problematic as it relates to the best interests of this country. They canceled that. They didn't do that at all. They just started giving the money away. So what happened? Over the years, we shouldn't be surprised. Same thing was done under the Obama administration as well. Shouldn't be surprised that we were given money, and it gets even worse. So you have a grantee, and then that grantee may turn around and give that money to a sub-grantee, and it goes on down the chain, and what you're finding is that we're giving money to any number of organizations that are either directly or indirectly related to terrorist organizations out there who have not worked in the best interests of the United States of America. Now, I don't know about you, but I think most people in this country, with common sense anyway, would say, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why are we doing this? Why would we give money to folks that hate us? Why would we give money to folks that want to see us fail? Why would we give money to folks who want to commit harm on U.S. citizens? Great questions. I'm not sure that they have great answers. In fact, one USAID individual tried to defend it by saying, well, these people have needs too. Not my problem, would be my response. If they're not in step with what we're trying to accomplish in the United States, why should we be giving them, the taxpayers' hard-earned money, to engage in activities that are not in the best interest of this country? it seems to me that ought to be a pretty simple thing to grasp hold of, to get your head around, right? But for some, it's obviously not. Whatever it means it takes to get to the ends that they desire. And it's almost as if we're helping people, it doesn't matter that they hate us. It doesn't matter that they're willing to take arms against us. It doesn't matter that they're willing to pass information along to individuals to do harm to this country as well. None of that matters. And meanwhile, we just keep giving out millions and millions and even billions of dollars over many, many years to these organizations that continue to do this over and over and over again. That's the beauty of what we're seeing as a byproduct of DOGE. Now, you know, look, the execution of DOGE has not been one that I would give an A-plus to. I kind of understand what they're trying to go after. I know that it's a balancing act against federal civil service, this bureaucracy that can circle the wagons and make it really difficult for one to penetrate these organizations, to gain a better understanding of how they work operationally, who's responsible for what, who are the decision makers. And for a long time, Congress has been frustrated by not being able to get any information about how we end up with situations, as has been reported out here recently and has been testified to before Congress. So I get the frustration, and maybe that's enough to justify the manner in which they're going about doing this, is they got to move quick, they've got to move fast, because if not, the doors will start to shut, the misdirection will start to take place, evasion, deflection, all of that goes on by the bureaucracy, and you get stuck on stuck. And once you fall into that quagmire, sometimes it becomes very, very difficult to get out. And I guess what's the situation that might be the most emblematic of that is that you had watchdog agencies that have made FOIA requests of USAID that's been sitting out there 2 to 3 years with their persistent refusal without a legal leg to stand on to not provide the information.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Well, I don't know about you, but in my former life, we would call that a red flag. And you would want to go look at that because obviously there's something there that's either embarrassing, illegal, unethical, or otherwise. They don't want to bring forward the information of money that's being passed to certain organizations in the form of a grant. If it was truly altruistic and there wasn't going to be a situation one way or the other, one would think that you would be proud to reveal that information, that you're very efficient in the manner in which you're putting money out there that's changing people's lives around the country. But not this bureaucracy. This bureaucracy takes a different approach. How dare you question any of what they're doing? You don't know better. And that's where we run, you know, this the old adage, the devil's in the details, and you begin to find out what it is that's actually being funded and whether or not that should even be within the scope of this agency. And if there's not an ROI that's quantifiable and identifiable, a return on investment for the United States, we should not be there. Shouldn't happen. We have limited dollars. The capacity of our citizens is only so much. We're running a $36 trillion deficit, and we think it's okay to justify certain expenditures by saying, well, it's only $1,000. Got $1,000 here, $1,000 there, $1,000 everywhere. It doesn't make it right that it's just what some people might say is an inconsequential amount of money. The issue is bigger than that. The issue is truly about scope. Where should we be and where should we not be? And if we choose to be somewhere, we should be there for good reason. And we ought to be able to connect the dots as to why we're actually there. And we ought to be able to quantify what it actually means. Is it in furtherance of an interest that we have in a particular area or region of the world or otherwise? If not, we don't need to be there. Especially in countries that we would not refer to as allies of the United States. We're not sure what they are. They run contrary to all principles of a democracy. Why would we be there? For what reason? And I say this with the backdrop, and I remind folks all the time that we have 40-something million people that live below the federally identified poverty level in this country. And there's so much more that we could do on so many different fronts if we take a learned approach to how we address some of these issues. And we will have an identifiable return on our investment that will be smart. And we're always trying to figure out where to extract a dollar from here, there, or otherwise. Well, it seems to me there's a lot of dollars that we can extract right there at USAID. And I dare say there's going to be a lot of dollars that we could extract out of any of these organizations. If we begin to quantify scope, where do we want government to be on these issues? Do we want them in that silo? Do we want them in this silo? Do they need to be in this silo? I think one of the byproducts of a full-time Congress is that they got too much time on their hands. Just read some of these crazy, silly bills that are introduced by both sides of the aisle. It is bipartisan. For the sake of perpetuating their political career, perpetuating an ideology, trying to be relevant on the back of your wallet. And we're dealing with all of this cuckoo world sometimes. And I don't know about you, but I look at some of these bills and say, why is this a good idea? Why are we even worried about this? Is there a pressing issue? Is there a crisis? Is there exigency? No, what you're going to find is more often than not, folks just trying to make a name for themselves. You're financing it. No big deal for them. They don't care, right? That bottomless money pit, U.S. taxpayers, you got fat wallets. We'll just spend. We'll spend more. We'll throw some bills out there. Put a lot of people studying something that's so inconsequential that it doesn't even matter. That's why you see us financing comic books about LGBTQ communities in a country that probably 60% of this country doesn't even know what that country is. Why would we do that? Why would we perpetuate a lifestyle? Are there not basic necessities that a lot of these countries need? We should be asking these questions of our leaders. And that all comes to scope. Where are we? What are we willing to do? And why? And maybe had we done this 30, 40 years ago, we wouldn't have a $36 trillion deficit that we're facing today. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.